From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Attorney General John Ashcroft today defended the way the Justice Department has conducted its detention and interrogation of hundreds of individuals since September 11th. For the first time in weeks, Ashcroft also provided the numbers of people charged with criminal and immigration violations in connection with the investigation. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The Attorney General showed little patience with those who have raised questions about the civil liberties of the detainees. He insisted that they have the right of counsel and the right to make phone calls to family and lawyers. He added, though, that non-citizens do not have a right to a free lawyer paid for by taxpayers.
While I am aware of various charges being made by organizations and individuals about the actions of the Justice Department, I have yet to be informed of a single lawsuit filed against the government charging a violation of someone's civil rights as a result of this investigation.
When the Justice Department last released numbers of detainees 2.5 weeks ago, the total was roughly 1,200. Today, Mr. Ashcroft provided the numbers of those who have actually been charged with a crime.
The department has charged 104 individuals on federal criminal charges. 55 of these individuals are currently in custody on federal criminal charges.
Which means, Ashcroft said, that some of those charged are still at large. Further, Ashcroft said, 548 people have been charged with immigration violations.
These individuals were arrested as part of the investigation into the events of September the 11th, 2001.
Most of these people have still not been named. Yesterday, when asked why, the Attorney General replied that it was to protect the privacy of the detainees. Today, he stressed another point as well, indicating that the department believes it has al-Qaeda members in custody.
I do not think it is responsible for us in a time of war, when our objective is to save American lives, to advertise to the opposing side that we have al-Qaeda membership in custody.
Asked about the controversial questioning of 5,000 Middle Eastern men, Ashcroft denied that racial profiling was being used. He said that people being questioned had only been selected according to the country where their passport had been issued, not according to their race. Ashcroft said that he would appear next week before congressional committees to answer questions. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.